Outsiders.
We're talking, yeah, not that bad. We're talking today about a very important sugya, and it's the sugya of machzis ha-shekel. One of the things which is interesting is that this sugya in particular, it's very easy to come across a lot of different masechtas, not necessarily be able to learn the sugya of machzis ha-shekel. It's a sugya which is, at its core, it's masechta shkalim. Shkalim doesn't have Talmud Bavli, shkalim has Yerushalmi. And if you're learning in Daf Yomi, it's one of the Yerushalmis, the only shalim that you do in Daf Yomi. But there's a lot to talk about. You have a little bit in Maseches Megillah, but there's a lot of which to talk about. Hopefully it's something which is relevant not only to this week's Parsha. We'll try to connect it a bit to Maseches Ksubis, one of the more important diyunim. Here is the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos in Maseches Ksubis. This is the time of year when you would fulfill it. They would start collecting Machatzis HaShekel at the beginning of Adar, so that they would have them for the month of Nisan. So it's definitely appropriate as far as the general timing goes, and again, hopefully we can try to do it somewhat appropriately. We don't have a ton of time, but hopefully we can spend at least enough time to be able to speak about the mitzvah in an important way. In the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, so the Torah tells us Kisisa Esros B'nei Yisrael, that we are going to be engaging in an act of counting Klal Yisrael, a minion of Klal Yisrael. And the simple pshat, as far as the psukim go, there's nothing at all here that has to do with machatzis ha-shekel. All the Torah is really telling us is that when you are going to come along and you're going to count Klal Yisrael, like we're doing this week's parsha, the precise manner in which you do that, we want to make sure when we count them, we're going to count Klal Yisrael, and it's not going to be done in a way which is going to cause them to have any kind of danger or threat. It's going to be a kofar bifkod osam. It's going to be one which can help achieve a certain kind of kapara. But it doesn't have a whole lot to do with the machatzis ha-shekel that we're talking about. That money that would be given every single year, machatzis ha-shekel, that Klal Yisrael would chip into, you give machatzis ha-shekel, and from that money we're going to be able to offer all the karbanos tzibor. From that money we're going to be able to appropriately fulfill mitzvos inside the mikdash. Rashi, though, points out in his Perish Al HaTorah that the word Truma is mentioned three times in the beginning of this week's Parsha. The word Truma is mentioned three times. It says Rashi, this is a remez, this is how Chazal understand it. This is a remez to the fact that there are actually three kinds of Trumos, three kinds of donations. One of them is going to be given to the Mishkan, the Adon, etc. One of those Trumos that is referred to in this week's Parsha, one of those donations that is a reference in this week's parsha, is donation that is given from all of Klal Yisrael. It's a mandatory donation that Klal Yisrael is going to give every year, called the Machatzis HaShekel. You're going to give that, and that's what you're going to offer as a result, the different karbanos. Ha'asher lo yarbe hadal lo yamit. There are certain halachas that we learn from this parsha as far as the halachas of the Machatzis HaShekel. What I want to try to talk about today is a little bit about this mitzvah of machatzis ha-shekel, to try to understand its precise purpose and function, why exactly we are giving it, and what is going on. We're going to try to develop two main mahalchim, but each mahalach we're going to break down a little bit and try to analyze well. The first mahalach, as far as what the machatzis ha-shekel is, something which we just referred to. The first thing that we just referred to, the machatzis ha-shekel, was I was going to open it for him, for those that don't know my style. Better than like the slow, you know, process of opening. We just go open it and we're all good. The first mahalach is that this is not really an independent mitzvah whatsoever. This is just a hechsher mitzvah. The only reason why you're going to be given machatzis ha-shekel is so that B'nai Yisrael will have money, so that we can offer carbon tzibors. Any individual carbon, so it's your obligation to get the money together to pay for that individual carbon. But these are the karbanos tzibor. What are examples of karbanos tzibor? The karban tamid. It's not only a medrash about consistency, it's also a pasuk about karban tzibor, that you have to bring a karban tamid every single morning and you have to bring it every single afternoon. That is a, where does the money come from to be able to do that? So that money comes the machatzis ha-shekel. One rishon that lichora holds, it's a hechsher mitzvah, is the yureyim. We know the Gemara tells in the end of Maseches Makos, Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, Torah's Begmatria 611. Moshe gave us 611 mitzvos. Ribono Shel Olam told us the first two of the Dibros. So 611 plus 2 is 613. So we assume that there are Taryag mitzvos, 613 mitzvos. Rishonim have machloksim How do you count those mitzvos? The Urayim does not count a mitzvah of giving machatzis hashaka. Why would the Urayim not count as a mitzvah to give machatzis hashaka? So the simple pshat would be for the following reason. Machatzis hashakel, we do not count. The Rambam writes in his Sharashim for Sefer HaMitzvos, we only count independent mitzvos. We don't count hechsher mitzvahs. We don't count mitzvahs that are purely preparatory. So as an example, we don't count a mitzvah of buying a lulav. The mitzvah is taking a lulav. There's no mitzvah of buying a lulav, not only because it's missing from Chumash, but also because it's a hechsher mitzvah. The Urayim, l'chora, does not count the mitzvah of machatzis hashakel, because the Urayim understand it's only preparatory. What's it preparatory for? If it is a hechsher mitzvah, so what is it preparatory for? So it's preparatory as far as hakaravas karbanos, offering the karbanos. There are really two ways of saying it, if you look closely, if you want to deepen the side just a little bit. What does it mean it prepares us? It's a hechsher mitzvah for offering karbanos. So every karban, the majority of karbanos, are made up of two different elements of the requirement. This is what we spoke about a little bit Thursday night. Rishach and Avi Ezri has a nice discussion of these two elements in general, not in the context of Machatzis HaShekel. One is the kapara component. That a person, when they bring a karban, the vast majority of karbanos are needed in order to offer a person a type of kapara. They give me atonement. So what's it a hechsher mitzvah for? It's a hechsher mitzvah so that if I offer these karbanos, if I offer the Machatzis HaShekel, I'll be able to now get kapara in these karbanos. The Sefer HaChinuch writes like this. If you don't give Machatzis HaShekel, if I don't pay towards what we need in the Beis HaMikdash to be able to give karbanos, I'm not going to get kapara. When it comes time for me to be able to get kapara through the karban tamid, I'm not going to get kapara there at all because I didn't contribute to it whatsoever. There is an additional element that you find with many karbanos. Again, we're using this as a bit of an opportunity to introduce us to some ideas in the world of Kachem. That's a good thing to get introduced to. There is another element with many karbanos, which is a chi of mamon. Many karbanos also have a monetary requirement. So if I am mekabel upon myself that I'm going to bring a particular karban, that on the one hand is a requirement in the world of kapara, it's also a requirement as far as dine mamonos. I now have a monetary obligation to contribute towards this. Where do you see that there are these two different components in bringing a karban? So one of the places where I see it, it could be that each chiyuv is fulfilled at different times. That once I bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, it could be that I fulfilled my monetary obligation. My monetary obligation is to bring it to Mikdash. It could be that the kapara is only achieved once the animal is really offered, and either the zrika is done or the achila is done. But if you're talking about machatzis hashekel is necessary to prepare me for karbanos, you could probably ask the question, is it necessary so that I could achieve the kapara of the karban? I can now get forgiven along with Klal Yisrael? Or is it necessary because I have a monetary obligation? I have a chi of mamon to offer karbanos, and if to give money towards karbanos, the nafkamina, you may have certain nafkaminas, but that's as far as the hechsher goes for now. However, there are other Rishonim, the Rambam, and the Sefer HaChinuch, and others who maintain that there is a separate mitzvah in the list of the 613. There is a separate mitzvah to give machatzis hashakel. There's a separate mitzvah to give machatzis hashakel. The Rambam is the most important because the Rambam is explicit that he doesn't count hechsher mitzvahs. So it must be for the Rambam that we're not just talking about a hechsher mitzvah, we're talking about actually an independent mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to give machatzis hashekel. That every year you are, sound like Alex, every year you are chayev to give machatzis hashekel. What exactly would be the function of it? What's the pshat? If it's really a din in giving in an independent mitzvah, what is that independent mitzvah? What is that independent mitzvah? So I'll share with you for now two ideas. Hopefully at the end we'll be able to share a third. One idea is that an independent mitzvah, the act of giving machatzis hashekel, The Yerushalmi writes in Maseches Shkalim, the Yerushalmi writes that when you give machatzis ha-shekel, that was a form of kapara for chet ha-egel. It was a form of kapara for chet ha-egel. That Klal Yisrael sinned in the egel. Giving this money, the Torah teaches us now, it can be a kapara. It can be a kapara kofer nasho. And therefore, the giving it can help achieve some sort of a kapara for chet ha-egel. Parentheses. You're going to be more of a Rashi Jew than a Ramban Jew in order to have that suggestion. Why? Because it's out of the order. The timing's out of order. That you first have Machzor Shekel and then you have Chet HaEgel in Torah. For Rashi, it's out of order. Got that point. Great. If not, it's all good. The second tzad, as to what it means that it's independent. What it means there's a mitzvah of Machatzis HaShekel is the following. There are indications that this is true. Salvechik thought this was true maybe for the Rambam. Hopefully, if we have time, we'll suggest a different idea. I had thought that this is shot in the Gemara in Baba Basra, which I saw subsequently. There are those who suggest this also. The Gemara in Baba Basra on Daf Tes, but that will be here next year. So if the yeshiva goes to Hanukkah, towards the middle of Kislev, maybe we'll reference this. That the Gemara says there, when the Gemara is darshening a pasuk, I believe from Sefer Nehemiah, and the Gemara is darshening a pasuk, and the Gemara is, do we have a... The Gemara here, when it's darshening that pasuk, that's what the tzedakah sugyas are. From like Daf Ches, Tes, Yud, in Maseches Baba Basra, you have a lot of very nice psukim that relate, a lot of drushas and comments in the Gemara here that relate to tzedakah. The Gemara is darshening a pasuk that has lechora not that much to do with tzedakah. The Torah says as follows. The Navi says in Nehemiah, Ve'emadnu aleinu mitzvos, laseis aleinu shlishis hashekel b'shana, La'avodas beis Elokeinu. It's a reference to giving us a part of Shekel Bishana. La'avodas beis Elokeinu. I would have thought that relates on some level to the mitzvah of Machatzis HaShekel. The Gemara darshens this pasuk as having nothing to do with tzedakah, nothing to do with Machatzis HaShekel, but rather as being a reference to tzedakah. There appear to be indications in this Gemara in terms of how it's taking a pasuk that appears to be more about Machatzis HaShekel. The Gemara is using that pasuk to interpret, to have a comment here about the mitzvah of tzedakah, the mitzvah of tzedakah. And what the Gemara appears to be understanding is that the mitzvah of Machatzis HaShekel may actually be a mitzvah of tzedakah. The Gemara actually darshens this pasuk, a very famous line, Amar Vasi, Le'olam al yimna adam atmo milasei shlishis HaShekel b'shana. The Gemara learns from here that a person should always give at least a shlishis HaShekel for tzedakah, and the Gemara learns, Amar Vasi, from this pasuk, Shkula tzedakah kenega kol ha-mitvot. On the list of mitzvot shkulos, of mitzvot that are equal and equivalent to all other mitzvot. So the fact that the Gemara takes a pasuk that seems to be talking about giving shekel kodesh, the base elkenu, and darshan to the bet tzedakah, is at least a possible indication, again, the Rav, this is shot for the Rambam, that we're dealing with a mitzvah of tzedakah. We're dealing with a mitzvah of tzedakah, and it's a particular mitzvah of tzedakah, and that's why it has nothing to do with karbanos. For those of us that looked at the Rambam in Hilchos Shkalim, so you may see some indication that it's not a hechsher mitzvah. The Rambam does not put this in Sefer Avoda or Sefer Karbanos. The Rambam includes it in Sefer Zmanim. For the Rambam, when he talks about the mitzvah, he does not mention in the beginning of Hilchos Shkalim that the mitzvah is in order to offer karbanos. Sounds like it's stam a mitzvah to give to Mikdash. It may be that it's an obligation of tzedakah incumbent upon all of us. What we have so far is as follows. Just chazer where we're at. I'll then give you some nafkaminas. We'll speak a little bit about Maseches Ksubis, and we'll try to speak about the Rambam and get an interesting idea. What we've seen so far is as follows. There is a chakira. The achronim are choker the shayla. Rav Zolti, Chief Rabbi of Yerushalayim, has this in a sefer that Machon Yerushalayim put out on some of the moedim. But you have this in a lot of achronim, the following chakira. Machatzis HaShekel. You have to give a certain amount of money to Mikdash every year. That money was used in order to offer karbanos. What is the nature of that obligation? So we have two, which are really four, possibilities. First, mahalach, it's more of a hechsher mitzvah. If it's a hechsher mitzvah, it's so that we'll be able to offer karbanos. And it's really a hechsher for what? It's a hechsher so that now I will be able to get kapara through the karbanos. Or it's a hechsher so that now just more of a mammon idea, money will be given over to hechsher so they can afford a way of paying for the karbanos. If, however, maybe it's not a hechsher mitzvah, maybe the reason why I give machatzis HaShekel is not so that the money can be used for something, but rather so that I can achieve some sort of an independent value. What would that independent value be? So either it's in and of itself some sort of direct kapara, giving the money gives me some kapara, or maybe it has less to do with that and a little more to do with it being a form of tzedakah that a person has to give to Mikdash. Let's talk about a couple of different nafkaminas. A couple of different nafkaminas. I'll mention, I guess, two. Number one, when you give machatzis hashekel, do you say a bracha? Do you say a bracha? Very important sugya in Mesachas Pesachim and Daf Zayin Amid Beis, Mesachas Megillah and Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara tells us that Kohan Mitzvos Kulan Mevarich Alehen Over La'asiyasan. That whenever a person does a mitzvah, they should always recite a bracha before doing it. Some of the shiurim, I imagine, spoke about the purpose of that birchas ha-mitzvah. Why I'm reciting a birchas ha-mitzvah? Is it more of a birchas shevach v'hoda? Is it more of a matir? Is it more of a focusing me on kavana? Different deyas in Rishonim. The sugya of bracha is an interesting sugya on its own right. And here I'll just share with you an interesting idea as far as lamdas and as many mitzvah sugyas, a nafkamina has to do with bracha. Do I recite a bracha? What's a nusach of the bracha? Bracha ends up being a great test case. So when you're learning a mitzvah, you're learning about, let's say, truma as an example, because we want to make good choices in life. So when you're learning about the mitzvah of truma, so what you're going to be doing is you're going to see that the bracha, when do I say the bracha? What's the nusach of bracha is going to tell me a lot about the mitzvah. A great example, possibly the best example of a mitzvah, which is going to tell me about the essence of a mitzvah, is Birchas Eirusin, the Gemara Maseches Ksubis on Daf Zayin, Zayin and Zayin. That the Gemara in Bracha in Ksubis and Daf Zayin, the Birchas Eirusin, that Nusach HaBracha, it's a very strange bracha. It's not a Sher Kiddushan of Mitzvot V'Tzivanu L'Kades Esa Isha, but it's a strange bracha. The bracha itself often tells us a lot about things. So what's the deal with machatzis hashekel? You want to give your machatzis hashekel. Should you say a bracha? Should I not say a bracha? So, in the Rishonim, we're going to highlight three shitos in Rishonim. The Rebar Yikar. Now, those of us that are from near Rabbi Leibowitz's area, we'll just point out. There are actually two Rebar Yikars. One of them is a Rebbe of the Ramban. One of them is a Rebbe of Rashi. This comes from the Sefer, which is more on the Siddur. I believe that is the one that is a Rebbe of the Ramban, the Rebar Yikar. I believe someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but we'll work with that for now at least. And that is, he maintains that you do recite a bracha whenever you want to give machatzis hashekel. Why not? It's a regular mitzvah. It's a mitzvah which is quoted in the Taryag mitzvahs from many Rishonim. For sure, I should come along and I should say a bracha. Why not? If, however, you look in the tshuva of the Rashba in Chelek Aleph of his tshuvas has a very, very famous tshuva. Because the shaila was as follows. Why are there some mitzvos that we do recite a bracha on, like marrying a woman, and there are some mitzvos that we don't recite a bracha on, like, what's an example of one? Shalach Manos. That's a famous discussion from yesterday. Tzedakah is a very famous discussion. So the Rashba goes through all the different mitzvahs, or a lot of the mitzvahs, and gives us the klalim. When do you recite a bracha, and when do you not recite a bracha? What exactly is the deal? Again, this is a pretty information-heavy shiur. This works better, I think, in context like this. So the Rashba has the following suggestion. The Rashba says you do not recite a bracha when you give the machatzis hashekel. Just like he writes, you don't recite a bracha when you give matnos kahuna. So again, Baba Kama, the Rambam Perek Al, Hilchos Bikurim, there are 24 matnos kahuna, 24 gifts that we give Kohanim. The Rashba writes in Tshuvas that when a person gives matnos kahuna, they don't recite a bracha. Why not? Interesting idea. Says the Rashba as follows. Ein mevarach al nesinasan, de ein ha Yisrael nosin mishalo, Ela Shashem Yisbarach Zacha Osan Lakoin, Mishokan Gavoa Kazachu. Think Ramah Hilchos Trumos, if you know what I'm talking about. And he writes, Vinasinas Shekel Bishana Kayotibo, Uchidiksev Kimim Chahako, Umiyatcha Nasnu. Says the Rashba, you don't recite a bracha. Why don't I recite a bracha? Because when you give Machatzis HaShekel, what am I doing? I'm giving Hashem Machatzis HaShekel. But you know what? It's all really a scam. Why is it all a scam? Because who's the real Bailim on Machatzis HaShekel? The Ribbono Shel Olam is the real Bailim in our money. And the Ribbono Shel Olam, when we give Machatzis HaShekel, all we're really doing is giving Hashem that which is already His. And that is not worthy of a bracha. There's two assumptions here. One assumption has to do with the nature of machatzis hashekel. He writes that, again, v'nesinas shekel b'shana kiyoti ba'ocha d'chsev kimimcha hakol u'miyadcha, says the nesinas shekel similar maskehuna, that Hashem yisbarach. We're not really no saying mishelo. We're not really no saying mishelo, and therefore you're not going to recite a bracha. Now, why that is in and of itself a good enough reason not to recite a bracha is not for now. But the Rashba, that's his shot. It is a mitzvah. I would have thought it's deserving of a bracha, but why don't I make a bracha when I give it? I don't recite a bracha because I'm not really doing that much. There's an achron, I did not look this up this morning because I didn't think about what I was going to talk about until this morning, but in my notes on the sugya, Tshuva's Shem Mishimon. Shut Shem Mishimon. He is an achron from late 19th, early 20th century. Late 19th, early 20th century achron. He writes the following. You know why you don't recite a bracha on machatzis hashekel? Because it's only a hechsher mitzvah. It's only a hechsher mitzvah. Why do I give machatzis hashekel? I give machatzis hashekel so that I could mikdash can have money to offer karbanos. It's a hechsher mitzvah. We don't recite brachas on hechsher mitzvahs. So because, number one, two steps. We would analyze this better if we were learning this better. But two steps. Step number one. You don't recite a bracha on a hechsher mitzvah. No one here recited a bracha when they went to buy a lulav. You only recited the bracha when you picked up the lulav. None of you recited a bracha when you bought your tzitzis. None of you recited the bracha when you built your sukkah. Chose that to get us thinking about what I'm going to say in a minute. We don't recite brachas on hechsher mitzvahs. Number two, we don't recite brachas on hechsher mitzvahs, and machatzis hashekel is a hechsher mitzvah. Machatzis hashekel is a hechsher mitzvah. It's only being given so that you could offer it in mikdash, so that you could have money to give karbanos in mikdash. The Rebar Yekar argues, he thinks you do recite a bracha. The Rashba argues also, because the Rashba says, theoretically you should be reciting a bracha, we just don't do it for side reasons, for technical reasons. Why wouldn't they give the same suggestion as the Tshuva's Shem Mishimon? Why wouldn't they say the same pshat? L'chorah is a good pshat. So for one of two reasons. Number one, maybe it's a nafkamina. The Shem Mishimon says that it's a hechsher mitzvah, and that's why you don't recite a bracha. But maybe the Rebar Yekar, maybe the Rashba, maybe they hold, no, it's an independent mitzvah. It actually is a mitzvah that is independently valuable. You have to come along and you have to give machatzis hashekel, irrespective, not because of the hechsher, so the mikdash could have money. You have an obligation on you to give, let's say one way of saying it, tzedakah every year. And therefore you should be reciting a bracha. That's reason number one, why you may reject. It's a nafkamina. If it's a hechsher mitzvah, so no birchas ha-mitzvah. If it's an independent mitzvah, so yes, birchas ha-mitzvah. What's the second way to reject the Shem Yishimon? Why else would you not say it? Because maybe you do make a bracha on hechsher mitzvah. What's the problem? You don't make a bracha on hechsher mitzvah. None of us made a bracha when we bought our lulav. But maybe, someone help me out here? The Netziv, Amech Sheila, the Netziv writes that a hechsher mitzvah that is kasuv bikra, you maybe would recite a birchas ha-mitzvah on. Now, we don't make paskin that way. Haraya, none of us make birchas ha-mitzvahs when we build our sukkah. That's explicit in pasuk. That we don't do. But theoretically, the Netziv thinks maybe some hechsher mitzvahs you would recite a bracha on. If it's kasuv bikra, if it's found in Chumash. This hechsher mitzvah, is this found in Chumash? It's an interesting line. What's Rashi's exact line? How's the Rashi say it, though? When he's like dumb to this. Viramaznu ha-kasav? Is that really called kasav bakra? Lav dafka all think it's kasav bakra. The Gra in Adaras Elio even thinks that there's no reference at all here to machatzis hashekel. Machatzis hashekel itself is more of a lachal moshe misinai. So it's not so clear how much is really kasav bakra, but that's that. I'll give you another nafkamina if you want, just as this is like a little bit too late. How we had this year 5 days ago, So it would have been odd to not speak about Purim. What if I started with this nafkamina? But it's not a nafkamina in Psak, it's a nafkamina in reason. The Mishnah tells us in Masechta Shkalim that you begin collecting for the Machatzis HaShekel. This is not a Mukhrach nafkamina, it's really just there as a thought-provoking one. Why do you start collecting in the beginning of Adar? Because so you start collecting Machatzis HaShekel in the beginning of Adar. Rosh Chodesh Adar Mashmiyim Al HaShkalim, you start announcing everyone, let's get the Machatzis HaShekel going in the way beginning of Adar. Why do I start in the beginning of Adar collecting for the Machatzis HaShekel? Why do I start then? The Yerushalmi writes in Maseches Shkalim a very practical issue. Well, you need the money by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's when you have to start using that year's money to purchase and buy karbanos. So if I need the money for that year's mitzvah, so when do I start collecting a month in advance? Collecting a lot of money from all of Klal Yisrael. You have to start in the beginning to collect everything so that you'll have enough that when it comes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you're all good. That pshat makes, again, especially if it's a hechsher mitzvah, that makes a lot of sense. The only thing we really care about is having it there by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. There's not that much value per se to when you give it. It's about getting it in. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan time comes, all the money's in there. If you look in the Gemara in Maseches Megillah, however, the Gemara now, it is a bit of an Agadata Gemara, but I think it does get us thinking a little bit. The Gemara in Megillah, could be there if Zsolti has this in his article. I didn't get a chance to look at it again, so. If you look at the Gemara in Maseches Megillah, the Gemara says, why do we start giving in the beginning of Adar? Because, Timimachdim our shekel to the shekel of Haman. That Haman offered to buy the right for Bnei Yisrael to be destroyed with shkalim. So we wanted an extra schus. What was our schus going to be? What was it going to be that was going to allow us to get extra protection? That we were going to be machdim our shekel to the shekel of Haman. It could be, someone talked with her waxman, there's Moshe Shapiro, like came out every year, would have a different shot in this Gemara before Purim. Is that possible? Any Moshe Shapiro people here? Okay. I'm not. Although Shushan Purim is the anniversary of his stroking my beard for a couple of minutes once on a Purim. I think we were both intoxicated at the time. So what's the pshat? Just an observation. If you're talking about what is going to help us when it comes to beating Haman, so if it's a hechsher mitzvah, it's possible the hechsher mitzvah itself is very chashuv. It's possible it's very chashuv. What I would think, at least on my own, if not only it's an independent mitzvah, but if it's like we saw in the Yerushalmi, it's an independent mitzvah that relates to kapara, so then there may be a good reason why we would want to do it earlier. There may be a good reason why we'd want you to do it, even if it's in the beginning of Adar, because it is something which will better prevent what Haman was going to do. That he wants to have a gezeirah against Klal Yisrael. Well, we already had our kapara, and therefore we'll be in a bit of a better spot. Okay, that's not mukhrach at all. But at least it's something, and it's not totally crazy. Let's try to chaz what we've seen so far, and then we'll talk about two more issues. What we've seen so far is as follows. We have a chakira, the mitzvah of machatzis hashekel. Why am I offering machatzis hashekel? Is it a hechsher mitzvah? Is it that I have it so that I can offer karbanos? Is it that I have it so that because there's some independent reason? We've mentioned three or so issues impacted by this. Number one, will you count it in Sefer HaMitzvos? The Yoreim, no, it's a Hechsher Mitzvah. The Rambam, yes, it's independent. We saw, number two, Bracha. Will you recite a Bracha? Will you not recite a Bracha? If it's a Hechsher Mitzvah, likely you will not recite a Bracha. If not, maybe not. And why are you going to start from other? Let's go to the Gemara here in Maseches Ksubis. And let's, have people learned this Gemara at all? Are we learning this? That was a quick nod with a realization that maybe not that many. I hear you. I mean, this is not learned in what he called. It's not in Mikiyas yet. Can I buy more?
Yeah.
Okay. We're here in the Sugya Kuvzana based Kuvches. It's an interesting Gemara. It happens to be in Talmud Bavli. It's a very, very significant Gemara. Here in the parallel Gemara, Maseches Nedarim, are very important Gemaras for the Sugya of Machatzis HaShekel. Let's read Rashi and Tosfos, and we'll just try to analyze a little bit. So analyze a little bit, and we'll see what happens. The Gemara is like this, Tanan Hasam. Tanan Hasam, we're referencing a Mishnah Nedarim on Daf Lama Gimel. Mishnah says, Hamoder Hana'a Mechavero. Nedarim is next year Kayetzman if the schedule stays, which means that some of us may not be as familiar with Nedarim, so let's start like this. In Maseches Nedarim, not the section that we learn here, but if we ever like really learn Maseches Nedarim, so Moder Hana'a. Modir Hana'ah is that I have the ability to asur myself, that I'm not going to get any Hana'ah from you. I can asur myself, I won't get any Hana'ah from you. Moshe Lichtenstein wrote a nice article about this like a year ago or so, and you can check it out there. But Modir Hana'ah Mechavero. Let's say I'm Modir Hana'ah from you, I'm not going to get any Hana'ah from you, says the Mishnah. Nevertheless, Shokel Lo Es Shiklo. Rashi writes, Shokel Bishvilo Shekel Shuchayv L'chol Shana L'Karbanos Tzibor. You are allowed to pay off to give Machatzis HaShekel for someone, even though they're not allowed to get Hana'ah from you. Wait, if I'm not allowed to get Hana'ah from him, why is he allowed to fulfill a mitzvah on my behalf? That shouldn't be okay. I'm getting Hana'ah now. So the Gemara explains, no, mitzvah ka'avid. The Gemara tells us in Meseches Rosh Hashanah, mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. Mitzvahs are not considered to be acts of Hana'ah, pleasure. And the fact that someone does a mitzvah on my behalf, that does not mean I'm getting Hana'ah from him. So he's paying off my Machatzis HaShekel. I am not getting any Hana'ah from him whatsoever. No Hana'ah from him. The Gemara then goes on to quote a Mishnah from Meseches Shkalim. No, it's about Metzia, no? Ditnan. Tormin al ha'avod v'al ha'gavoy v'al ha'asid ligvos. Let's translate this right now. Tormin's a reference to Machatzis HaShekel. The Mishnah here tells us you're allowed to collect Machatzis HaShekel. Listen up. Al ha'avod, if someone sends a Machatzis HaShekel and it gets lost. So what does the Mishnah teach us? That they're still counted. They're still included. If I give a Machatzis HaShekel and it gets lost, I still count it as part of the tzibor, and I'm still going to be included, and it's all going to be good. Not only that, if it gets lost, v'al ha'gavoy, also if it is collected, but it didn't yet make it to Mikdash, which we're waiting, the guy collects and he's bringing it to Mikdash, it didn't get there yet, but since I'd already, in both cases, I had already given it. Since I had already given it, I'm included in as part of Klal Yisrael, and the karbanos that are going to be offered are going to count for me. If you know what I'm doing right now, then let's respond. If not, that's 1, 2, and 3, as far as people who are with me or not. Great. The last thing is Vaha Asid Ligvos. Someone is included in Machatzis HaShekel, even if they are Asid Ligvos. What does Asid Ligvos mean? So, Etzem Achlokes, Rashi, and Tosfos. To be included in Machatzis HaShekel, it's enough to be Asid Ligvos. Says, let's go out of order a little bit. Tosfos writes like this, Asid Ligvos. Where is this? Cool. Apparently, I don't use Oz Bahadur ever, but in Oz Bahadur, they bold the answer and the question and things like that. It's really helpful when you give a shiur and you're just trying to find the answer. Says Tosfos here in Va'ala Asid. So annoying. Where is it? I'm like, not. Okay, great job. Va'ala Asid Ligvos, She Yavo Lide Givoy Livisof. Says Tosfos, Asid Ligvos means what the words themselves seem to indicate. I'm included in Machatzis HaShekel, even though I have not yet given money, since I'm eventually going to give money. I'm going to give, I'm going to participate, I am included, I am able to get kapara. I'm able to get kapara. Okay. What's the chiddush for Tosfos? The chiddush for Tosfos is that even though it didn't get there yet, since it's going to get there, I'm included. Okay. For Tosfos, what do I see from Tosfos? I see one thing very, very clearly. If you want to be included as part of Klal Yisrael for all of those karbanos, you have to give Machatzis HaShekel, but we are flexible in our definition of what's called giving. It's called giving even if you gave and it got lost. It's called giving even if I give, but it didn't get there yet. It's called giving even if I will eventually give, but I have to give. In order to be connected to Klal Yisrael, for their karbanos to count for me, I have to give Machatzis HaShekel. The only question is, the Chiddush of the Gemara, how machbid are you? It doesn't have to be in on time. It doesn't have to necessarily be able to get there Even if it gets lost, I'm going to be okay. As long as I plan on giving it, that's good enough. For Tosfos, we don't know that much about the mitzvah per se, but one thing at least we know for Tosfos, if you want to be shayach and included for those karbanos, there definitely appears to be at least a hekser type component. That part of the function of giving it is being included as part of Klal Yisrael, then now you're included and you're going to be offered, you're going to be able to get some kapara there. You're included in that trumas halishka, when the money gets put in, that we're going to be able to now give as a result. Rashi Shita is fascinating. And let's try to analyze this a little bit. Rashi writes, al ha'asid ligvos, I'm included as part of machatz ha'shekel, al ha'asid ligvos, va'afilu lo nigve la'achar mikan. Even if I never give, I'm still included. When we take out money to pay for karbanos, we're going to have you in mind, you're going to be included, even though you never actually gave. I can be included without giving. Mikan yeshul chilek b'tshuma uvik karbanos. You're included in the karbanos also, even though I never gave. Ela shechiser mitzvah. Nimtza schar ha-mitzvah al hanosein. All I did, if I don't end up giving, I missed out on the mitzvah of machatzis ha-shekel, but I'm still included as part of Klal Yisrael. I'm still included as part of Klal Yisrael, the karbanos. I'm included in the karbanos. What's pshat in Shitas Rashi? We'll say one pshat, then we'll say a second one. The first pshat is nicer. The second pshat is more correct. No, I think has the Velt say that? The difference between MS and Yafa is very, very far. MS v'yatzev v'nachem v'kayim v'yashav v'neman MS and Yafa, what's true and what's beautiful, not always that close with each other. It's a question if any of you ever go into chinach. I remember hearing that question once. It was a question and answer with some mechanic who's very good. I forget who. In my mind, I like tagged it as like worthwhile remembering. The question was whether the tension between those two things, MS and Yafa. It is a beautiful vort, but you think it's probably not true. So can I like, should I not say it? Or I should really have to be like, real? So none of these are like so beautiful. But the simpler way to say it is like this. If you hold an independent mitzvah, so Rashi makes a lot of sense. Because what's Rashi saying? It's not a hechsher. You are still part of Klal Yisrael because you are part of Klal Yisrael. You are nichlal in the karbanos of Klal Yisrael. You get kapara also. See Ramban in Parshas Vayikra. You get a better understanding of why that may be. But I'm part of Klal Yisrael. Being part of Klal Yisrael means the karbanos tibur of Klal Yisrael. I'm included in those karbanos. And if I'm included in this karbanos, so it's all good. But what did I miss out on? I never gave machas shekel. For Rashi, I never gave the money. It never got there. I'm never going to give it. So I'm included in karbanos because I'm part of Klal Yisrael. What did I lose out on? Not the karbanos. Machatz shekel is not a hechsher mitzvah. Machatz shekel is just an independent mitzvah. And therefore, if I don't give it, I lost that on the independent mitzvah. But I didn't really lose out on anything more than that. It's chashev, an independent mitzvah, but I didn't lose out as far as all the karbanos tibor. Now we'll just, I'm going to speak quickly for the next like 30 seconds, and just there is a Rashi on the top of the Amr, which I think the Rav thought indicates that Rashi thinks it's really a hechsher mitzvah. If you look at Rashi at the way top of Shokel Lo Shiklo, Rashi writes there in Ksubis, Shokel Bishvilo Shekel Shu Chayev L'chol Shana L'karbanos Tibor. Rashi does imply at the top of that Amr that it really is a hechsher mitzvah for karbanos Tibor. There really is a hechsher mitzvah for karbanos Tibor. In which case you have, I believe, one of two possibilities of what you could say for Rashi. Mahalach number one in Rashi, again, just take your rule and define the other as your exception. That one thing I could do is that Rashi really holds in mitzvah ka'avid, Rashi really holds it's an independent mitzvah. Why does Rashi say, I'm giving the money for karbanos tibor? Not because he's being magdir halachically the mitzvah, but Rashi's rather telling us practically what the money is used for. He's not saying it's just a hechsher mitzvah. Rashi's just saying that tachlis, the shekel kodesh that you give, will be used for karbanos. One. Second, again, it's all in brackets. Get the stuff great. If not, it's all good. Second way of saying it's no. Rashi really holds it's a hechsher mitzvah. Rashi holds it's a hechsher mitzvah for karbanos. I have to do it. The only reason why I do it is for karbanos. That's why Rashi is on top of the amud. So why does Rashi say that I'm still included in the mitzvah? I'm still included in karbanos? Because it's a hechsher mitzvah, but it's a hechsher mitzvah which is incumbent more upon all of Klal Yisrael. And me, by virtue of being part of Klal Yisrael, in a chinami, I did not fulfill my own hechsher mitzvah. my own Hechsher mitzvah, but I did just by being part of Klal Yisrael means Karbanos Tzibor Chal on me also. Even if I didn't give the money, being part of Klal Yisrael means that I am Nichlal in it. I think that's harder to suggest if you read Rashi here, but Adkan that. Let's chazer what we just spoke about very, very quickly. Rashi and Tosfos appear to have a machlokes here in Maseches Ksubis and Daf Kuf Ches Amid Aleph about the following. Again, we're focusing on the question, is Machatz Zashekel a Hechter mitzvah? Is Machatz Zashekel an independent mitzvah? It's an off day, which means that we have the wonderful schus of entering the world of Karbanos. If it's a Hechter mitzvah, one machlokes we saw Rashi and Tosfos was the following. Tosfos writes, the only way the Karbanos are really going to count for you, say for a Chinuch sound like this also, is if I give money. The Gemara's Chiddush is that we're pretty lax in what's called giving money. But giving money is something which you have to do to be counted in Karban. Pretty clear that the money here is necessary. It's a Hechsher for me being part of Klal Yisrael. So Karbanos can work. Rashi understands even if you never give money. Rashi understands even if I never give money, I'm still included. I'm still included. Why? Because for Rashi, it does sound like it's more of an independent mitzvah. Can I mention one more point very quickly in like parentheses? I know I'll be like 8 or 9 more minutes. Guys, have one in parentheses. If you Rashi closely, I wonder if Rashi thinks all of Klai was included or only one that had the initial rutzon to give and then in the end doesn't end up giving. And whether Rashi is really telling us something about, if you wanted to darshan it, about Tziruf to Klai Yisrael being Tali in your rutzon and not so much whether you deliver at the end of the day, but close parentheses. Let's go to the Rambam. We'll see some very interesting things here in the Rambam. I'll present it a little bit as more of a chiddush so that it can sound a little bit nicer. The Rambam in Hilchos Shkalim is fascinating. And let's try to develop a couple of different ideas. Hechsher mitzvah, independent mitzvah. So the Rambam, I think, is fairly clear. It's not just a hechsher mitzvah. That's step one in the Rambam. Why do I think it's not a Hechsher mitzvah? Number one, he counts it in his list of 613 mitzvos, despite saying he doesn't count Hechsher mitzvahs. So it's not a Hechsher mitzvah. Okay. Not only that, the Rambam puts it in Seder Zmanim, in Sefer Zmanim, he doesn't include it with discussions of Karbanos. Not only that, when the Rambam quotes the mitzvah, in the way beginning of Hilchos Shkalim, the Rambam just writes, it's a mitzvah to give kol ish mi Yisrael machatz ha-shekel b'chol shana v'shana. You have to give machatz ha-shekel every year. The Rambam doesn't even say in the beginning of Hilchos Shkalim, if you would read Hilchos Shkalim, I didn't do it again this today, but I think if you read Hilchos Shkalim, it would take you a bit of time before you knew what we did with the money. It sounds for the Rambam, there's a mitzvah to give machatz ha-shekel every year. He doesn't write four karbanos. As opposed to, let's say, Rashi and Kufches, Rashi feels like from defining the mitzvah, has to say what I'm giving it for, the Rambam never writes that. Sounds like it's independent. But what is the independent mitzvah? So you see, I'm going to end with a little bit of drush, but you see two other odd things about the Rambam. One thing which is odd about the Rambam, there is a machlokas harishonim, Rambam and the Ramban. They all count a mitzvah of machatz ha-shekel. The Ramban also counts, again, it's a little bit heavy maybe for this time of day. The Ramban also counts a low, not this time of day, this is like when we have shir, for this early after Purim. The Ramban also quotes a low saseh, v'ha'ashir lo yarbe v'hadal lo yamit. The Ramban writes in his Perush al HaTorah, there's also an iser to give more than machatz ha-shekel. The wealthy guy can't give more, the poor guy can't give less. The Rambam doesn't write that. The Rambam does not count a lo sa'aseh. Why not? Sounds like it's a tzivoy. Ha'asher lo yarbe hadal lo yamit. The Ramban thought it was. What's pshat in the Rambam? One other thing which is odd in the Rambam. The Rambam writes something which, again, I think there are many Chanukah Divrei Torah that are a little bit not as accurate in light of this Rambam, but maybe people won't catch you that easily. In general, the Rama writes, how much money do I have to spend to fulfill a mitzvah? So the Rama writes that in general, that's a different context, but you have to give at least 20% for mitzvahs asay. You don't have to give more than 20%. How do we define 20%? So Rabbi Ari Leibowitz from Landers/DRS, his brother, wrote a sefer where he has long discussions about this based on some areas in the Chayadam. That's not our issue for now. Sometimes, though, the Rambam writes that for mitzvahs asay, you have to give more. You have to give more. What's an example where the Rambam says you have to give everything, even the shirt off your back? Neiris Chanukah. You got to give Neiris Chanukah and Shkalim. The Rambam writes Neiris Chanukah, you have to be Mocher Ksuso. Neiris Chanukah, you have to give even the shirt off of your back, you're an Ani, to buy Neiris Chanukah. The Rambam also writes here, not only that, he includes it all the way in the way, way beginning. Afilu Ani HaMisparnis Benat Tzedakah Ischayev. Shoel me'acherim, o mocher ksus sha'al ksefa. You have to sell your shirt in order to get to pay machzah shekel. Why? What's pshat? I'll share with you a theory of mine. The Kiryat Sefer on the sheet, I think, gets us going a little bit. But let's... I'll share with you the idea, and then you can take it or leave it. It happens to be, it's an idea which is, we're not always zochet to this. It's an idea, the Tzemach Tzedek, I believe, has this idea also, on a different context, but it's the Al-Sheikh has the idea also, Rav Hirsch has the idea. Part of what Machatz HaShekel may do, and I think this answers a couple of things. Machatz HaShekel, in a certain sense, is a mitzvah that is a unifier. The primary purpose and function of the Machatz HaShekel is to unite Klal Yisrael. That kol ish me Yisrael is chayev to give a machatzis hashekel in order to become part. It's a way of being mitzaref all of us as being part of Klal Yisrael. Let's explain a couple of things based on this, and we'll try to. In Chabad Chassidus, they say that's pshat as to why I give. Rav Hirsch thing is a similar idea. That's why I give machatzis. Why don't I give a full shekel? Why half a shekel? Because part of what the mitzvah is trying to convey is the fact, and this is more drush, that a person on his own is really not okay. And for a person to really achieve a degree of shleimus, they require someone else. If you want a complete shekel, you have to have someone else there also. And maybe that's part of the mitzvah of the machatz shekel. It's an act of unifying. What does it help explain? I'll tell you two things it explains, then we'll go to the last two ideas. One thing it explains, if it's really an act of unifying, it's not bad as far as where Chazal learned the mitzvah from. The beginning of Parshas Kisisa is discussing the counting of Klal Yisrael and how to do it so that there'll be no negef bifkod osam. We learn from there that a person has to give a machatz shekel. Rosenzweig points out sometimes, it's probably not coincidental, that if Chazal are teaching us a particular halacha, so look at the original context in Pshuto Shel Mikra and see what it's talking about. Parshas Kisisa in the beginning does not have that much to do. It's not a karbanos section of Chumash. It's not learned from somewhere in the beginning of Parshas Truma, like the Rosh Trolio thinks the beginning of Masech Shkalim. It's not learned there. It's not learned in the beginning of Vayikra. It's learned in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, which is about Kisisa es Rosh B'nei Yisrael, when you want to count all of Klal Yisrael. Counting Klal Yisrael, as Rashi points out in Chumash a couple of times, is often done as an act of chiba for Klal Yisrael. Maybe the mitzvah of Machatzis HaShekel is also about a similar yisod of chiba of Klal Yisrael. Maybe now, again, take it or leave it, but I don't think it's so. The Mabit in Kiryat Sefer explains the Rambam that even though are women chayavos in Machatzis HaShekel? The answer is no, the Mishnah tells us, they're not chayav in Machatzis HaShekel. The Meiri writes, that they aren't chayavos in Machatzis HaShekel because it's a mitzvah asei shazman grama. It's time bound. You do it every year in the beginning of Adar. But other Rishonim don't give that reason. Other Rishonim give drushas as to why women are excluded. Why aren't, says the Ma'abit as follows. It's possible the Machatz HaShekel is a mitzvah asei shazman grama. Why do the Rishonim have to give us other drushas, ish, v'lo isha. Why other drasha? It says in my bit, I would have thought that even though machatz shekel is a time-bound mitzvah, that women should be chayav in it. My hava amina would have been that women should be chayavos in machatz shekel. Why should they be chayav with machatz shekel? So he writes because of a kapara kind of an idea. So all should be shayach to it. We would suggest, because if the purpose of the counting is a counting of unifying Klal Yisrael, so absent the gezeiros hakasav, I would have thought that even though it's time-bound, we should make sure to include women in it. What's pshat? Why doesn't the Rambam count ha'ashir lo yarbeh v'hadal lo yamit? And if it's going to be great, if not. I remember learning this, thinking, like, when will I ever share this over? So I guess this is my shot. The Ramban thinks the separate lav of ha'ashir lo yarbeh v'hadal lo yamit. What does the Rambam understand? It's in Chumash that you have to give machs v'shekel. You can't give more, you can't give less. Look over, the Rambam differs from the Ramban in the following point. There is a mitzvah of machs v'shekel, and that idea of ha'ash lo yarbeh v'hadal lo yamit is not a separate iser. Rather, it is part and parcel of the mitzvah of machatz v'shekel. There's no separate lav. It's part and parcel of the mitzvah of machs v'shekel. Why would that be part of machs v'shekel? Ha'ash lo yarbeh v'hadal lo yamit. The Ramban says it's a different idea. Maybe because, as an example, if it's about giving money to karbanos, I have an asay of giving money to karbanos. I have a lo sasay of ha'ash lo yarbeh v'hadal lo yamit. For the Rambam, what is the asay? It's an asay of achdus of Klal Yisrael. It's an asay of giving machatz shekel. So now Klal Yisrael comes together. The Rambam understood ha'ash lo yarbeh v'hadal lo yamit is not a separate lav. It is part of what clarifies for us what the mitzvah of machatz shekel actually is. That the mitzvah of machatz shekel is a mitzvah of achdus, of equality, of all being part of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, it's not a separate iser. The mitzvah of machatz shekel is one where, by definition, just like it's machatz, it has to be a asher lo yarbeh v'hadal lo yamit. All that's getting to one yisod, the mitzvah of all of Klal Yisrael being together. Is that remotely clear? One, two, and three on that? We. What's pshat? We'll get to Jewish for a second right now. What's pshat in Mocher Ksusa? Why is he to sell the shirt off of his back? So I'll share with you a word about Hanukkah. It's a beautiful insight. And then we'll... I went longer than I thought I was going to go. Mincha, we'll be okay. It's a beautiful word about Hanukkah, and I think we'll say something similar here. You have an ani who's so poor, and you're going to make him sell the shirt off of his back in order to be able to afford Neir's Hanukkah, mamish. I heard this word from Rabbi Chaim Steinmetz. He's now the rabbi of KJ in the city. He's then the rabbi in Montreal. A beautiful insight. He suggested, I'd like to share this idea a lot, there's one thing more valuable for an ani than a shirt on his back, and that is hope. The one thing more valuable than the shirt on his back is the knowledge that he can change it around and he can accomplish a lot more and he can be in a better spot. When he has a shirt on his back, sometimes all he has is a shirt, and that's it. And he'll be stuck there for a long time. What is the message of Hanukkah? The message of Hanukkah is hope. It's a story of hope. It's a story of rabim biad me'atim, that a small group can be exceptionally successful. Being part of the Hanukkah story is an incredibly significant chizuk for an ani to get up from where he's at. L'chora hu hadin would have come to machatz shekel. Why is it so important that the ani is mishtatef and machatz shekel for the Rambam? It's an independent mitzvah. If it's an independent mitzvah of tzedakah for the Rambam, the way the Rav learned it, why is the afil arni ani hamispares ben tzedakah to mocher ksuso to pay for it? Are aniim always chayiv in tzedakah like that? If it's a mitzvah of achdus, if it's a mitzvah of becoming one with Klal Yisrael, if it's a mitzvah of knowing that I am a machzis, but there is another Jew that will complete me, so I will be a full shekel. If it's a mitzvah where I know that I'm not, the mitzvah is, you're not so great right now, but the rest of Klal Yisrael is there to complete, to be mishtatef, and have a sense of achdus, that is incredibly valuable for an ani. That's incredibly valuable for an ani. That everyone has to participate in this. The Rambam, the way beginning of Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Hilchos Shekalim. We're all going to give, and we should be zocha that giving is one which brings it all together. Let's chazer. We spoke today about machzah shekel. We spoke about machzah shekel, maybe a hechsher mitzvah for being makiv karbanos, the chiv mamon, the kapara shebo. We spoke about how it may be an idea which relates to an independent mitzvah, tzedakah, kapara. At the end, we suggested that maybe the mitzvah is fundamentally a mitzvah of achdus, the mitzvah of all Klal Yisrael coming together. That's pshat, we said, why we learned it from the beginning of this week's parsha, parsha kisisa. That's why the havmi, that even women would be included as part of Klal Yisrael. That's why there's you have a lot of nafkminas about this, whether machzah shekel applies from a bar mitzvah, from the age 20, different discussions there as far as that may relate to this idea. But be that as it may, a very, very important idea of machzah shekel, the knowledge for us to have, that all of Klal Yisrael is included, all of Klal Yisrael is included, and while none of us may be perfect on our own, the entity that is known as Knesset Yisrael, there's a degree of perfection that is there. Shkoyach, guys. Have a wonderful Shushan Purim.